Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, we are going to provide you with the top-level sports talk for the next 3 hours. And then we're going to hand it over to Anita Marks, who's going to provide, she's better than me anyway. So you have hours and hours just to sit there, excuse me, in traffic, on your way to the beach, and just listen to us pour over LeBron and his greatness. And he does it again last night without Kevin Love. How sensational that guy is. What'd he score? Like, you know what? You see this stat? In the last 7 elimination games that he has faced, LeBron James has either scored 40-plus points or gone for a triple-double. So it's one thing to be clutch in non-huge moments. It's another thing to be clutch in the biggest of moments, and that's what he is. You know who else is like that? Gleyber Torres. Oh, my God. I mean, you talk about a steal of a trade. You get Torres and Warren for Chapman, and then you get Chapman back, and now you have Torres, who, and we discussed it on our show, Humpty Candy Rothy with you 10-1, Monday to Friday here on 98.7 ESPN. We were discussing it this week. If I offered you anyone in baseball for Torres right now, would you do it? Would you do it? And you know the answer is probably not. The Mets don't have a guy that you would do it for. Would you do it for Syndergaard? I don't think so. DeGrom, I mean, the only reason you would consider that is because you're ready to win right now. But he's 21 years old. How they have him batting in the bottom of the lineup is beyond me. And the Yankees got something last night they have not been getting. And that is really good starting pitching. But you figured that you would because you had your horse on the mound in Luis Severino. So Yankees get away with a 2-1 victory. A little dicey at moments, but you know what? Take care of business. Angels are not a great team by any stretch. They're that third-tier team in the American League. It's the Yankees. It's the Astros. Then I think it's the Red Sox and I thought the Indians, but boy, they can continue to embarrass themselves. Maybe the Red Sox are on a second tier and then the Indians are on the third tier. And then you have the Angels maybe on the third or the fourth tier. So Yankees at it again this afternoon. Today's Around the Diamond brought to you by Volvo of Glen Cove. But that's the thing with the Yankees. Even when they're, you know, struggle or allow 12 runs or get smacked around or things are not going well, it doesn't matter. You know that the next day they're going to put up another 8 or 10 or 12 runs. And every once in a while, they're going to get a really good pitching outing, which is exactly what they got last night from Severino. So you hold the team to one run without an offense. And the Angels pitched well last night. They did. Heaney was good. But, this is just too much. And we've talked about this. I mean, the nonsense with the 98 team has to stop. This team's not winning 114 games. They're not rolling. I mean, they may roll to a World Series. They may be, by the time this is said and done, this honestly could wind up being a great, great team. But you got to stop with the comparisons of 98. They're not getting to 114 regular season wins. It's unrealistic, and it's not happening. So 800-919-3776. Everything with the Yankees, of course, is always on the table. And then you turn to the Mets. And I told Rick yesterday, multiple times, stop getting excited for this team. Yeah, but we had a good win, and Matt's pitched well, and when Cespedes comes back, stop getting excited about this team. Yeah, but Dave, you don't stop getting excited. I do understand. That's the difference. I understand, and you don't. See, he's one of these people that's so pie in the sky, he thinks any time they win a game, it's going to translate to the atmosphere putting everything into check for this team. It didn't, and it's not going to. And last night's loss is on Mickey Callaway. Because Gesellman is pitching well. He's rolling along. You have the lefty come up in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now, mind you, the Brewers, I believe, are 23-0 when leading after 6. 26-0 when leading after 7. Just, I mean, a sensational team. The bullpen, the Kid Hader is it lights out. You got Jeffers. Right. I mean, there's a ton of talent in that. Neble in there as well, the closer. Ton of talent in that bullpen. And Jose Bautista with that base hit to left field with 2 outs in the top of the ninth. And then Rosario makes out. But you figure yourself, you know what? Battle of the bullpens. We've already gotten 2 of their 3 guys out of here. It's only Jeffers. Get through the ninth, and then we'll see what it is. And I don't understand. If Jerry Blevins can't consistently get left-handed bats out, then what good is he right now on this baseball team? And the answer is he's not. So you bring him in against the lefty. I guess it was Yelich, who hits one to right. And I think everyone thinks to themselves, all right, Bruce has it. Bruce takes this circuitous route around the baseball. It lands in front of him. And now you got first and third and two outs. So you say, okay, it's fine. Doesn't matter. Runner steals second base. Doesn't matter. Second and third. Ramos comes in. Just get him. Just get him out. And Ramos comes in and throws nine pitches, people. Nine pitches. Eight of them are balls. He walks two. Mets lose 4-3 in Milwaukee. But why would this surprise you? Welcome to Mets baseball, where mediocrity owns the day. 800-919-3700. What are you doing? I mean, why do you take such enjoyment in my misery when it comes to the Mets? You got Aaron Judge throwing guys out from the South Bronx last night, and you're going to make fun of me? Now, Mike Trout hits a big, I mean, how good is Mike Trout, huh? Big home run. Judge is throwing multiple guys out in right field. And you know what? Watch how he does it. He doesn't get the ball and gun it in. He calmly gets it and just makes his throw and nails a guy either at the plate or second base or wherever. So we have a lot going on today. 800-919-3776. NBA postseason. And I think this is fair to say, right? See two game sevens, which I think if you're Commissioner Silver is exciting. So you'll see the Warriors win today. And then you'll see game seven in Boston. And I guess the question is, can LeBron do it again? Now, I don't know if Kevin Love's going to play in that game. And all of the Larry Nance Juniors, Jeff Greens, George Hills of the world, you're not going to get performances like that from them on Sunday night in Boston. So if LeBron is going to do this and without Kevin Love, LeBron is going to have to, I mean, give you one of those heroic, heroic performances, which I don't think anybody would bet against. So Warriors win tonight. No Chris Paul tonight. So come on. Spread on that game is 11.5 right now. So I think we all agree that we're going to see a game seven in that series. And you just hope you see a competitive, enjoyable game. So we got the Mets, unfortunately. We got the Yankees, who continue to roll along. We got the NBA, two series that you'd bet on will go seven right now. It's a good sports weekend. It's a three-day sports weekend. So this is great stuff. 800-919-3776. We're going to do a little bit of this NFL flag stuff, and there's something going on in the NFL, which to me is more polarizing and embarrassing and awful of this league than the anthem could even come close to. So we'll get into that in a little bit as well. Stump Rothenberg, everyone's favorite segment, at 11:15 this morning. We have a ton to do. And we'll do it together, 800-919-3776. Quickly, we'll go around the diamond, brought to you by Volvo of Glen Cove. Yankees, great outing, great pen, timely hitting, Torres a star, Judge with the plays in the field, Mets, I mean, they fought back. You can't say they don't try, but for me, last night falls squarely on the shoulders of that manager. Gesellman was fine. You need to take him out to bring Blevins in to pitch to Yelich, and when that goes south, then you bring in Ramos, and am I the only guy that has no confidence in A.J. Ramos? I don't know who I'd quicker drive to the airport right now. And there's traffic today, baby. Jose Reyes or A.J. Ramos? But both of those guys, every time I see them out on the field, no thank you. So the Mets have a great win, and then they have one of those Mets kind of losses. That's today's Around the Diamond, brought to you by Volvo of Glen Cove, the number one dealer in the country. Visit their winning team at Volvo Cars Glen Cove and drive off with confidence and your new Volvo and do that today. So 800-919-3776. We have a lot to do. Line them up. We'll get to your calls. We'll go around all the important nooks and crannies in the sports world.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Can you believe what James Harden has done in big spots in this series? I mean, game one, he was good. They lost. Game two, he was terrific and they won. Outside of that, I mean, my God, his shooting is at levels you didn't even know shooting could get to. And I've said for a long time, now they're winning the series 3-2. So for all that you want to beat them up, I guess you still have to look at it and be fair and say, but they're winning. But they're not winning because of him. Chris Paul is the player on that team. And you know who's a terrific player? Clint Capella. All of their, after Harden, I think they're all playing well. They're not playing a lot of them, but they're all playing well. Seven guys playing in game five. So now what do you do? I guess Gerald Green gets more minutes. Joe Johnson starts to get a little bit of time. 800-919-3776. But Harden is, I mean, he's missed, you can't even make this up. He's missed his last 20 threes. 20? For the MVP? In his last two games, he's 3 of 23 from the floor, from distance. 3 of 23 for 13%. This is the best player the league has to offer. All I'm saying is this. If this were LeBron, we would read him the riot act. So let's be fair in our analysis. We all agree that LeBron is the best player in the world, and it's not close, and that's why we hold him to a different standard. Is it fair to say that? That LeBron is out of this world great. Everyone else is very much within this atmosphere. And that's why if LeBron does not give you 47 or misses shots or doesn't pass it or whatever, we beat him up? Because that's the only thing I can realistically think of. Because Durant is, in my mind, clearly the second best player in the world. And he has been nothing short of garbage late games of this series. Garbage. If that's LeBron, we read him the riot act.
You realize James Durant's Harden. Averaging 30 in the series, right?
What's your problem?
You realize Durant is averaging 30 points.
You know, you can change the narrative however you want, Ty. But have you seen Kevin Durant in big spots in the fourth quarter in the series?
You said he's been garbage.
Garbage.
Well, yeah, and the last two fourth quarter, he's
garbage.
One of nine.
Garbage, garbage. Look, you're going to play the narrative. You don't like LeBron. I think he's better than you think he is, and that's fine. But Kevin Durant, James Harden, in the biggest moments of the biggest spots, Kevin Durant has been awful in the fourth quarter. He has 17 points in the fourth quarter in the series. He's made three baskets in five fourth quarters of the series. He's the second best player in the world.
Well, it's more about the last two fourth quarters.
And those don't bother you? He's been non-existent. Not only has he been non-existent, he doesn't even want the shot.
But I'm saying you can't say five fourth quarters. It's really been the last two game three was a blowout.
Defending Kevin
game
Durant.
Three was games two
Kevin
and three
Durant
were blowouts.
Has been horrendous the last two fourth quarters.
Yes,
my point is if LeBron James ever gave you huge moments, tight games, fourth quarters like that, where he looked nervous and didn't play his game and didn't want the basketball, we would destroy him. So either you believe in LeBron and you're on that side, or you believe in these other clowns and you're on that side. But the fact is, watching this postseason, there is no one close to LeBron James. 800-919-3776. Spike, Jersey. Spike, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, my friend, and I want to reiterate what you just said. And we had that occurrence with LeBron in 2011 against Dallas where he disappeared in the fourth quarter.
He did, and people still mention it.
Yeah, well, justifiably so. That's one of the few blemishes in his ridiculous career. What he did last night, I can guarantee it was no surprise to you because it wasn't to me. It's just the magnitude of it. Jeff Green played pretty well last night.
He played very well.
Yeah. Yeah, look. The NBA is getting, look how the narrative has changed. You know, we game by game, which is natural. I'm just thrilled that we can get two game sevens. And if you want to take a stab, Houston's going to muck it up tonight. They'll throw in Joe Johnson.
Throw in anybody they want. Two things. I don't give Houston any, and thanks to the call, Spike, and have a great weekend. Any chance to win this game tonight. That's number one. And if you're Golden State and you lose this game tonight, shame on you. You know what the funny thing is? 72 hours ago, we're sitting here discussing, is this the greatest team we've ever seen? They're on the verge of winning 3 out of 4. They can't lose. They have the best player in the NBA. They got 3 Hall of Famers. They got, I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches, and Steve Kerr is great. And 72 hours later, and it's all gone? Look, they'll win Game 6, and that Game 7 is bigger than just a normal Game 7 Western Conference Finals. That Game 7 will be for remembering the greatness of this team, a game for the ages. 800-919-3776. Mikey in Jersey. Mike, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good, Mike. What's going on?
Well, you just mentioned something. I really want to get to Kevin Love, but you mentioned 3 Hall of Famers on Golden State. I don't know who the third is, but...
Klay Thompson.
All right. Well, that's a little overstepping, but Kevin Love...
If you think so, well, I'm telling you, watch. He's going to continue to put these numbers up for a long time, and he's going to wind up being a Hall of Famer.
All right. But my bigger point is Kevin Love. I am so sick of this guy being an all-star. He stinks. He's become such a small player in the big spots. And these concussions. Why do they have concussions in the NBA? I've played basketball.
What do you mean, why do they have concussions? The guy got hit in the head.
Dave, he was exaggerating. Got hit in the shoulder. The guy's going to be out for 6 and 7. He's always out with these concussions. I'm sure I had a concussion when I was playing basketball.
So what should he do? He should play. He should play in Game 6 and Game 7 where his head smacked the floor.
It didn't smack the floor.
You think he doesn't want to play?
I think he's soft.
That's two different statements. I won't even sit here and tell you I don't think he's soft. But you think he doesn't want to play?
I think it's an excuse. It's ridiculous. Wow. How do you even let them take a concussion test in this moment? Just stand up and get out of it. He acted like he was knocked out by Mike Tyson.
He banged Tatum,
and Tatum walked around not fine.
No, Mike, you are tough, man. Thanks for the phone call. Have a good weekend. How dare you? I mean, watch the video. I've seen it 50 times. You get smacked in the head. You realistically think, whether you like Kevin Love or not, and I do not think the level of his game goes up in the biggest moments, but you realistically think that when he falls to the floor and is clearly shaken, his first thought is, all right, I think I'm now out of the game. Great news. I mean, come on, guys. Look, I am so tough on everybody. But when a guy clearly takes a blow to the head, especially in this day and age, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. 800-919-3776. God, are you guys tough. Dwayne in Queens. Dwayne, you're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to make 2 short statements. One, that Durant, I feel like when he was on the Thunder, people always said he was never the closer. Russell Westbrook was probably more of that role. So now with Golden State having tough games, he's not really the guy to go to. And the second thing I wanted to just ask a question, do you think there's anything to make of the free throw disparity between the two teams in each game?
No, I don't. I'm not going to sit here and blame officials or anything like that if that's where you're looking to go. And as far as Durant, you know what? He has a canvas which still has room. So let's see what he does. Now, Game 6, if you can't get right in Game 6 where Houston – and thanks for the call, Dwayne. Look, they're going to come, they're going to play, and I think once it gets out of hand, that'll be the end of Houston in Game 6. So really what he has, and there's no way they're going to lose Game 6, none. So really what he has to do is lift his team into Game 7. This is why they brought him here, right? I mean, look, he's great, and he can light it up, and he's an elite scorer, and all those things are true. But if you're going to be the second best player in the world, playing with Curry and Thompson and Green and I don't know if Iguodala is going to return or not, but the rest of the talent on that club, and you go to a Game 7, and you can't lift the level of your game and carry a team, I mean, this defines your career. Last year was a great run to the title. But if they lose now, boy, oh boy, this guy is going to be open for business when it comes to beating them up. 800-919-3776. Louie in the car. Louie, you're on 98.7, buddy.
Dave, My guy, Dave, my guy, how are you?
Good. What's going on, Louie? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Dave, I don't know if you remember. I called you back in October. I was on my way to get an engagement ring, and you had told me that you wouldn't be able to hold the ring for the...
I don't know what happened to Louie. Louie, so what? You cut out for a second. I said what?
Dave, you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I got the ring in October, like I told you, and you had told me you wouldn't have been able to wait. You would have been too excited.
Well, when do you, did you propose yet?
Today is the day, sir.
Oh, my God. So let me get this straight, Louie. You're proposing to this beautiful woman in a matter of hours, and you deem it necessary to call me and discuss it beforehand.
Yes, of course. You're my guy, Dave.
Wow. So you've had it since October?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't remember the conversation, to be honest, Louie, but no, there's no way I could have had a ring for 8 months. No chance. You're a better man than I am.
You know what it is? I gave it to her parents, so I kept it out of my possession. I said, hold on to this.
So today's the day. What? Now, you're very confident that she's not listening to the show, correct?
So I set up a whole day for her, a scavenger hunt, because she loves to run around. So right now she's actually having breakfast with her family, having bagels.
All right. So how are you doing this today?
So it's a whole scavenger hunt. I've been up since 5:30. There's different things going on for her. A run with some friends, breakfast with her parents, nails.
She knows, right? She knows today's the day?
I think she'll have an idea. But, you know, she knew it was coming, so it's just about having some fun today.
Well, congratulations, man. So how are you actually doing it later tonight, though?
So I have a connection. I used to work for the YMCA in Bay Shore, and I know the executive director that runs the building. He actually gave me access to their theater. They have this huge theater over in Bay Shore, so they're giving me my own access to the theater, and I'm setting that up for her right at the end.
You want me to perform the wedding? When is the wedding going to be before I commit to doing something like that?
So, you know, that's not for the guy to decide. That's all on her. My job after this is pretty smooth. But you know what, Dave? We have room for a ring bearer. You could be a groomsman. You could hold it down at security. You could perform the service. Whatever. We'll get a whole
If you want me in a high-level position, because I ring bearer, I don't want to do that. Security, I'm beyond that. If you want me to perform the ceremony, Louie, I would do that for you.
Awesome. Now, Dave, real quick before you let me go, last caller that you had that was talking about head injuries, he needs to do some research. And before you hang up on me, I just wanted to say, I don't know what you think about this. I did want Mark Jackson as the coach of the Knicks, but only for one major reason. That Warriors team is not going to stick together. The one who's going to go is going to be Klay. And I felt like if you would have had Mark, you would have had a really good shot of swinging Klay to leave.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Louie. And best of luck and a lifetime of happiness. And if you need
Thank you, Dave.
Officiate, I'm more than willing to do it. So congratulations.
Have a great
in
weekend,
advance.
My friend.
Thanks, buddy. You too. Sounds like you're going to have the best weekend. Congratulations in advance. You don't hire a coach with the anticipation that down the road another team may break up and you may have a chance now at signing that guy as a free agent. That is loser anything. I'd say basketball, but it goes beyond that. That is a loser's mentality.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
And in all sincerity, and I want to mention this a couple times during the show, Memorial Day for me, for you, for Ty, for everyone, for the most part, is just a, you know what? Get together with family, sit in traffic, barbecue, sleep a little later. But for lots of people out there, it means a lot more. And to those that have served in the past, will in the future, are currently, thank you. From all of us at ESPN, not just from me, from everyone here, behind the scenes, in front of the microphone, on 98.7 ESPN, a big, huge thank you. 800-919-3776. So, you know what the thing about the NFL is? And I love the NFL. Like, if the NFL were a villain, were something that people told you is bad, like to watch it and to immerse yourself in it is bad for you, I still don't think I would stop. But I will tell you, man, this league makes it really, really hard to want to watch it. Now, we'll get to September 10th, and we will all be on the edge of our couches, standing up, running around, screaming, calling sports radio, the whole nine yards. But I'm telling you, this league makes it hard. The anthem thing is embarrassing. And I think we all have differing views on it, but I don't think anyone looks at it and says, oh, they handled this well, right? Either you think that these guys deserve to go out there and take a knee in protest, or you think that they don't, but you stay in here. It's like the Keystone Cops. So that whole thing was just, it's ridiculous the way it's played out. You know, the president is dictating what he wants. Roger Goodell is literally taking a knee and doing what the president of the United States wants, which, okay, but the way he's handled it, just say, if you take a knee, you're fined. If you take a knee, you're suspended. But don't say, if you want to stay in the locker room. So now you know what, you're going to start to have websites that are going to come out with lists of, this is who we saw. And for argument's sake, you know, any random player, hamstring, extra tape job, can't get out for the anthem. It's going to come out, you know, right as they're going to kick off. Now he's lumped in with guys. I mean, it's just the whole thing is amazing to me. But I don't even want to go anthem with you at 800-919-3776. Did any of you, and if you didn't, I'll explain it to you, happen to watch Real Sports This Week with Brian Gumbel? So they did a piece on, remember the NFL players won this record settlement of, what was it? $1 billion was going to go into a medical fund, and when guys needed it, they would go into their pockets and they would give it to them. Except, you know what? 5 years later, they don't give it to them. Less than 10% of the guys that are reaching out and asking for money, and they went through some of these stories in depth on Real Sports, they don't get it. You know, guys with cognitive, you know, disasters right now. Guys that can barely walk, guys that can't put their shoes on, guys that are taking pills, guys that their wives are wiping them after they go to the bathroom, and they're reaching out and they're, you know, documented claims. I need money for this or for that or for care or for whatever. Nope, nope, nope. All gets declined. All gets denied. Less than 10% of the claims that are made are being paid off right now. This league is really hard to root for. And you know what? They make billions and billions and billions of dollars a year. And I'm hooked to the point where there's nothing that can happen that I am not interested. I don't want to watch it. Like, I love it. I've loved it since I'm 4. I love it today. I love the thought of it. I'm someone that doesn't love the summer, because I can't wait to get to September and get to football, to which everyone in my family thinks I'm absolutely out of my mind. And my kids are like, you root for school to get here quicker just so it brings football? Yes. But they do not make it easy with this anthem stuff. And to me, the fact that they're not paying, and they have their independent doctors who are, no, doesn't pass the test. No, sorry, we can't figure out a way. Boy, this league and this commissioner, man, he may be good for owners. He may put money in the pockets of billionaires. But you wonder why the players can't stand him? You wonder why. And you know what the shame of it is? The players can't unite enough. The owners will always win. There's too many players to stay together on one specific cause. And they probably laughed at the players. You want to practice less? Okay. Fine. So the product will go down a little bit. Weeks 1 through 4 will be a lesser version of the NFL. Okay. Doesn't cost us any money. You won't have 2-a-days. That's fine. But this commissioner and this league and DeMaurice Smith, my God, I mean, I thought Gene Upshaw wasn't very good. DeMaurice Smith is taken to the cleaners time and time and time again. 800-919-3776. We'll take your calls on what is going on in this league right now. And the truth is, it doesn't even matter. Because I'm sitting here, bothered May 26th, horrified at the way they handle their players, handle their business, PR-wise, real-life-wise. And when we get to September 9th or 7th or 10th or any of those dates, I'll be the first. Do you think I'm going to miss a game? No. So I'll complain about it now. But when push comes to shove, I'm right there with everyone else. And so are you. And that's why it doesn't matter. Unless they lose money, they don't care. Jared in Jersey. Jared, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good, Jared. What's going on?
Not much. So I'm just thinking. I mean, I'm on board with 99% of the stuff that you're saying, as far as they're making a ton of money. You, me, and everyone else and their mothers are going to still watch the league come September. But what are these owners actually netting at the end? I mean, is that a number that's known, or is that...
The individual owners or the collective league? I think the collective league made $11 billion last year.
Net or gross, like after expense?
I don't know.
Okay, I mean, that's, you know, everyone says, oh, they're making billions and billions.
They're making billions, I mean, Jared, billions.
I understand that, but, I mean, what are the carrying costs to keep that stadium open? And from the NFL, I understand they do concerts.
Jared, would you like to be involved from a financial perspective? If I offered you a team, would you think it's financially would be a good move for you to get involved?
Probably yes.
Probably yes. Right? Okay. Come on. 800, thanks for the call. 800-919-3776. I don't think we're going to have to open up a GoFundMe for Jerry Jones anytime soon. Bob Kraft. John Mara. The Tisch family. Right? I don't think so. Guy just bought the Carolina Panthers for $2.2 billion in cash. In cash. If you own an NFL franchise, the last thing you have to worry about is your financial well-being. 800-919-3776. Bill in Queens. Bill, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Bill.
The one thing I find perplexing about this whole kneeling thing, and people, I think they talk around it, and if you know you don't agree with it, then you're a bad guy. You look at it from a
uniform. But don't you think it's both ways, Bill? If you don't agree with either side, you're now a bad guy.
Well, I disagree with it, but I can understand their concern. You know, they have a legitimate gripe in terms of the treatment of black and brown men, and there is an issue there, absolutely. But you, Dave Rothenberg, can't go on the radio and sell your kid's baseball team raffle tickets. Or I can't show up at work and you know, I work for the city of New York. I can't wear certain clothing because my boss says I can't. And your boss says, unless you get permission from your boss, you can't do that. When you step into the stadium, whether it's practice or whether it's a game, you're on the clock. And you're on their time. They're signing your check. So, no, if it's bad for business.
So, then, Bill, why not come out and make a blanket statement that that's the way it is? This is our league. You play for us, and you're not allowed to. So we expect you out there standing, you know, and paying respect to the flag instead of this nonsense of, well, if you don't like it, stay back in the locker room, and then it's a non-issue. It's ridiculous.
I think that you're correct in the same, because they should come out with a straightforward statement and say, listen, it's bad for business, or however you want to properly word it as to not offend anybody. But I don't understand, like, you listen to Stephen A. Smith, and the guy's on both sides of the fence. He's like, well, I understand the owner's point of view, but you have a right to take a knee. No, you don't have a right to take a knee.
You do have a right to take a knee. I mean, you can do it. You can be ostracized from the league like Colin Kaepernick, but you have the right to do it.
Not on company time, you don't. That's
of course you do. But, Bill, you do. He did it. So how can you say you're not allowed? He did it.
Where is he now? And where is he now?
And you know what? And that's what they can do.
Right,
and exactly. That's their answer back, but to say he can't do it is just wrong. He can do it, and he did do it.
And now he's on the unemployment line. So who showed who is? I guess is my point of view.
Well, you know what? I guess his point is I'm going to take a stand against this. I believe it's immoral.
It happened in Queens, New York. There were several teachers in the city of New York who wore police T-shirts supporting police. I'm sure that somebody in their family was police, and their principal said, no good, you can't wear those shirts in school any longer because you might offend somebody because you're supporting the police. And I mean, it's that's the real world. The real world is you can't do whatever you want to do at work.
You're right. And the only you know what the big difference is, Bill, though, is nobody really cares. It's behind the scenes. Nobody cares if a teacher's wearing X, Y, or Z to work. Now, the principal may care, and then that's it. But nobody knows about these teachers. You tell me about these teachers, I'd never heard of them. I don't know this story. This is foreign to me. Colin Kaepernick, everybody knows about that story. Why? Because these guys have the platform. And their point is, and Canty talks about it all the time, I have a platform. Otherwise, I don't have a platform. This is the biggest stage. This gets the most notice. This is when and where and how I want to do it. And would Kaepernick do it again? I don't know. But to say he's not allowed, he can do it. And they still didn't come out with any kind of a ruling. So if you don't like it, you can stay in the locker room. And if you come out of the locker room and you're what they consider to be disrespectful and take a knee, then the team will get fined. And then the team can in turn find the player who has done that. It's a lot of moving parts, and to me at least, it really doesn't add up. 800-919-3776. And I also promise you this morning, because I know it's a tough topic, we are not going to spend the next 2 hours and 12 minutes discussing the anthem. What I really wanted to get into was how disgusting the NFL is in handling their players. You know, and everyone thinks, and this is what really bothers me. Oh, these guys, how many times have you heard? These guys make millions of dollars. But do they? So if you're a rookie in this league and you're not a first or second round pick and you're making $600,000. So how long does that last for? Now, half of your money is gone, right? So you're going out there and literally putting your body on the line in a game of life and death, and you're making $300,000 gross for a year. And if you play again, maybe you get six. And if you play again, maybe you get a raise and maybe you get $500,000. So now you've played 3 years and you've made, I don't know, $1.1 million. Great. And 5 years from now, you can't get out of bed. And you don't know where the sun rises from. You know, for every Tom Brady and Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger and Philip Rivers who are making 16, 18, 20, blah, 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 so much money, there's 50 guys who make a 25th of that. You want to look at the guy that makes a lot of money? That's the owners in this league. And good for them. They own it. They run the teams. They've had the money to buy these teams, and they deserve to. But I think sometimes we get lost in the fact that the players typically get the short end of the stick.
He's pompous.
Listen, shut up, and I'll tell you the story.
He's arrogant.
Do you think there's a lot of things out there that I wouldn't be good at?
And sometimes he's downright mean.
I know you know what that's like, to be that uncomfortable, pimply-faced, not very popular kid.
But now it's your chance to prove him wrong.
It's dumb.
Call 800-919-3776 with your question, and let's stump Dave Rothenberg.
Well, you can try. We'll see if you'll be successful. Some of you will. Most of you probably will not be. Stump Rothenberg brought to you by the law offices of Andrew M. Cohen. Now, this is big for you, Ty. We have people lined up from around the world ready to ask questions at 1-800-919-3776. But I'm going to allow you to lead us off on a holiday weekend version of Stump Rothenberg.
Well, I always lead off with the question posed by Andrew.
Okay.
Sponsor of Stump Rothenberg. He says Amani Toomer is the Giants' all-time leader in both receptions and receiving yards. Mm-hmm. Right in your wheelhouse. Who is second in receptions? Who is second in receiving yards? Two different people.
And this is career?
This is all-time career. Yep.
I'm going to guess, and I don't know this. So I'm going to guess Del Schaffler. Let me think. So the Giants have not had a lot of great. Frank Gifford, I'm going to guess.
For which one?
For receiving yards.
Okay. You would be correct.
And then receptions. Receptions, I'm going to also guess. I want to say Akeem Nix, but I don't think it's right. I'll say Akeem Nix. Yeah, what's the answer to that one?
Tiki Barber.
Oh, all right. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
That was a good
one. Schaffner. Not a bad question. Andrew's a good man. All right, 800-919-3776. Let's roll. Eddie in Long Island. Eddie, you're up.
Hey, Dave. All right. What player holds the most amount of games with a perfect passer rating, and what player holds the record for the highest?
No. We're not doing multiple. We're not going to get into multiple questions for each one. What do you want? Player with the most perfect games passer rating?
Yes.
I'm going to say Drew Brees.
Peyton Manning with four.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Raul in Manhattan. And please, single questions. Not like I have a best of four for you to choose from. All right. Raul in Manhattan, you're up.
Hi. Good morning, good sir, and happy holiday weekend.
Thanks, same to you.
All right. What is the smallest state in the world by both area and population, yet from 1309 to 1377?
Vatican City.
Yes, sir.
Good. That's right, baby. This is what we do.
Yes,
you try
sir.
To bring me down. Awesome. You can't bring me down. No. I'm like Apollo Creed. You can't bring me down. I'm dancing. You like that, don't you? Come on, Ty, you're impressed with that.
That was impressive. You didn't even allow him to finish the question.
He doesn't need to. There's a lot of knowledge in here, Ty. Mike and Bergen. Mike, you're up.
This is a horse racing question. Name the only horse.
I have no idea. Go ahead.
Name the only horse to beat two Triple Crown winners in one race. And I'll give you the two Triple Crown winners that he beat to make it easy. Affirmed in Seattle Slough. All you got to do is name the horse. But you can't Google it.
Of course I'm not Googling it. Do you think I know the horse? You think I've ever heard of the horse?
I don't know.
Nah, probably not. I have no idea. If you're going to ask me horse racing, then I'll take a knee. You win.
All right. It was Exceller, the 1978 Jockey Club Gold Cup.
What's it called?
Exceller.
Oh, no.
Written by Willie Shoemaker.
Never, ever heard. I've heard of Willie Shoemaker, but I've never, ever heard of that horse. All right, Ty, do you have one?
I do have one. You've been raving about Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
So last night, he had a home run, and he's now got four straight games with home runs.
Right.
Who was the last 21-year-old?
Andre Jones.
To achieve such a feat. That is incorrect.
No, that's correct.
That's incorrect. The last 21-year-old to hit a home run in four straight games.
Andre Jones.
That's incorrect.
What do you think it is?
Giancarlo Stanton with the Marlins.
I don't think that's correct. All right, let's go to Chris and Bethpage. Chris, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave. I think I'm 3-5 lifetime against you, so I'm trying to get to 500, okay?
You can try. You might go 4-5 today. We'll see.
All right, we'll see. All right, in the history of the Oscars, there have only been two actors, one actress, one actor, who won back-to-back Oscars for Best Actor. There's only been two in the history. Name the actor, name the actress for Best.
Tom Hanks.
Very good.
And I thought we were only going with one. We're not doing like double league questions.
Well, it's the same thing. It's in the same genre. The other guy was going to ask you two separate things, you know? I mean, it's
all right. So hang on a second. So what the other one is, what, an actress now?
Yeah, it's one question with two parts.
I understand. It's an actress?
Yeah.
And it's probably forever ago, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't go. I mean, you know, I'll say within the last 60 years, maybe.
Oh, yeah, so that's not fair.
No, she's beyond famous. I mean, you know.
I'm going to guess, and I'm going to get it wrong. Meryl Streep.
No, Katharine Hepburn.
Okay, she is beyond famous. All right, let's go to Bobby in Rockville. Can we keep them to just single questions and not have me give multiple answers? Bobby, you're up.
Dave, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead, Bob.
Listen, I got a question for you in regards to the NBA Finals. Now, you remember back in the day they used to show NBA Finals during the afternoon.
Okay.
What year was the last year that the NBA Finals had an afternoon game, and what teams?
Ooh, I'm going to say 1977.
91, Bulls Lakers.
Really? They had an afternoon game in 91. That really is amazing. I remember the Lakers won game one of that series, and then that was it. Jay in Flushing. Jay, you're up.
Hey, Dave. Since it is Memorial Day, I got a question for you about the armed forces.
Okay.
Could you name the five branches of the armed forces?
I can't really hear you. Can you ask that again?
Could you name the five branches of the armed forces?
Army.
Right.
Air Force.
Got that.
Coast Guard.
Okay.
Marine Corps and the Navy.
Oh, good job.
I can't help it. This is what I do. Ty, this is what I do. Let's go to Tyler and Tom's River, home of Todd Frazier. Tyler, you're up.
How you doing? Todd Frazier's actually my neighbor. It's
there you
fun.
Go.
So I got a pretty simple one. What are the two U.S. capitals that rhyme.
That rhyme?
Yep.
Oh, God. Austin and Boston.
Bingo!
There you go. There you go. From Todd Frazier to Austin and Boston. 800-919-3776. I feel like I'm hitting my stride right now. Let's go to Darlene in Connecticut. Good morning, Darlene.
Hi, Dave. Who was the shortest player to play in the NBA?
I guess it's Muggsy Bogues.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, Ty, let me ask you, what was Muggsy Bogues' first name?
Oh, wow, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Ty,
what was his first name?
Oh, Ty.
Tyrone, there you go. Tyrone Muggsy Bogues.
That was a layup, by the way, that question.
Can't put anything past you. All right, let's go to, do you notice how red hot I am right now, by the way? Ralph in Franklin. Ralph, you're up.
What pitcher gave up Roberto Clemente's 3,000th hit?
And he ended his career with 3,000. And then, of course, he died in that tragic plane crash. But I don't know. I don't know who allowed his 3,000.
You know the team. It was the Mets.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know the player. I will say, I don't know. Tom Seaver.
John Matlack.
Oh, there you go. Rookie of the year, John Matlack. Jay in Denville. Jay, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
All right, what Oklahoma Sooner stepped in for Cal Ripken the first day he was out of the lineup?
Ryan Miner?
Damn. All right.
Sorry. He was also a basketball star at Oklahoma. Ty, you have one more, you're out.
I got one more for you.
Is it good? It's going to be NBA, of course, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, look at you.
It's an outer space question.
All right.
What was the first soft drink consumed in outer space?
Is Tang considered a soft drink?
I believe so, but well, that would not be the correct answer.
Really? Coke.
That would be the correct answer.
I could have sworn it was Tang.
No, it was Coca-Cola.
Really? All right, how about that? Let's go to a couple more, and then we'll call it a Stump Rothenberg. Steve in Jersey. Steve, you're up.
Hey, what's up, Dave? I got an easy one for you, but I want everybody in New York to never forget this. Dave, who recovered the butt fumble?
I can't hear the question. And everyone in New York is supposed to remember this question? Is that what you said?
His question was, he had horrible service, but his question was, who recovered the butt fumble?
Oh, God. You know, I did the Jets weekly radio show on that. I don't remember. I remember it was against the Patriots. I don't know. I don't know.
It was Steve Gregory, Pat safety.
And he ran into Brandon Moore, I think, right?
It was Brandon Moore.
All right, let's get one right, and then we'll call it. Wayne in Jersey. Wayne, you're up.
Hey, Dave, what professional football player wore the number 00?
Otto Graham.
No.
Is he still with us?
Otto.
00. So it's got to be old time, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and Jim Otto.
I got the name wrong. It was Gus Otto, Oakland
Gus
Raiders.
Otto? I never heard of Gus Otto.
He was a center for the Oakland Raiders.
You sure that you're not thinking of Jim Otto?
Could be. Was he the center for the Oakland Raiders then?
He was a center.
Well, play for the Raiders. I'm pretty sure it was Gus Otto.
No,
you can look
it
up.
Here's what we're going to do. Ty, why don't you look that up?
Do I get a prize?
No, you don't get a prize. I
know
it's
that.
Jim Otto. He's saying Gus Otto. I've never heard of Gus Otto. We'll look that up. We'll come back. We'll
it is Jim.
Mets. We'll get it to the Yankees. What did you say, Ty?
It is Jim.
Jim Otto. Yeah. So I saw a piece on Jim Otto. He's had like 39 knee surgeries. His knees look like they are, I mean, Swiss cheese. It's horrible to think of what a lot of these guys have gone through. So overall, I think a win for me, successful episode of Stump Rothenberg.
On 98.7 ESPN.